fucking hockey game. Hey, Thunder, what's up, babe? All right. Thanks, Al. Okay. It is now officially the pre-show for our Tuesday Classic Archive show. So let's take a look. Let's see. What do we want to do, huh? What do we want to do? Let's go to the archives. Tomorrow's date will be the 20th, or I should say today's date is the 20th. Now I got to go back and I got to see what the fuck did we do. Last Thursday was the last classic show we did. For the year, don't fucking even begin it. What year was it, motherfucker? God damn it. How do you like that, man? It's the dumbest goddamn thing. November 2002, so it would have been November 2003. This is November 2004. November 20th, 2004. So let's go to archives. November 20th, 2004. See if it was any good. Who gives a shit? That's what it's going to be. That's how I'm doing that. That's how I'm rotating this shit, man. I'm not going to fucking rocket science out of this shit. November 2004. November 20. All right. Dig it. It's a fucking Saturday. Let's try 2005, which would be a Sunday, right? But let's try it anyway. I don't know if it's leap year, you know what I'm saying? 2005. My fucking eyes, man. God damn it. Pisses me off when I don't log the fucking date. November 20, 2005. Nope, it's a Sunday. So then we go to November 20th, 1999. That ought to be kooky. I got a thing for bubblegum. I mean, I'm just like, I'm weird for bubblegum. November 20th, 1999. Let's see what we come up with this. Can you believe that's a fucking Saturday, too? What the fuck's the story, bitch? November 20th, 2000. I can do this all night, man. Oh, fuck. I gotta take a piss. I need to get some din-din. Goddamn, I'm down to 218 pounds, folks. 8 more fucking pounds and I hit my target. And I guarantee I'm never again gonna be fat or even close to it. I'm never again gonna be off of 210. I mean, I sure will gain pounds, but I'll punch it on back. Hell, it might kill me, but that's what it's gonna be. So Monday, November 20th, 2000 it is. Entertainment journalist Margaret Gray joins the program to explain why she got kicked out of Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas's wedding. That ought to be fucking hysterical. Steve Bozell joins the program. He's suing the pleasure pop makers because he didn't know. Oh, it's a classic. Now, should I do the pleasure pop one? Because that's a classic, man. I don't want to give that shit away. No. I'm only going to be doing these classic shows as a limited run, so let's go ahead and... It's a riot. Wait a minute, motherfucker. No. Shut up. No, we're going to stream that shit. I'll be in New York City, where the light shines down on me.
One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. In a moment, a legal question from the state of California, and one that doesn't have anything to do with the presidential election, which, by the way, continues. The election continues, and the Florida Supreme Court continues its deliberation.
Are you loving this, man? This is history, you guys. This was November of 2000 when the fucking election between Bush and Gore got thrown into the Florida Supreme Court, and all this good shit, which, by the way, last night was, and this is Monday night, we're doing this for Tuesday, last night was a new Walking Dead episode, and I didn't watch it, so when I get done with the show here, I'm going to go and watch it. All right, time to take a leak. So, just hang with me, man, and I'm going to be back. We'll start the show here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show pre-show. Here, I'll play that song. I like that song. It's old. It's an oldie, but you know what? I don't give a fuck. It's a great tune. So I've officially applied to be the dog sitter for the little dog across the street. I said, I'll sit for the dog. I mean, I haven't even talked to the fucking woman that owns the dog. Because the whole thing is this. As much as I may think the dog is like, it's a drag, the dog wants to be with the pack, and the pack is being run by his owner. And even though he's a little dog and he sits there by himself at night in the dark of a house, because these motherfuckers only send the dog sit around, I don't know how many times, he'd prefer to be with her, because when the dog was here, I couldn't get him to lay down to sleep for love or money. And I stayed downstairs with him because I didn't want him upstairs because he was pissing on everything. So I laid on the floor downstairs with him, and I would pat the thing, and he'd lay down on top of the blanket, and then within seconds he'd pop up and he'd walk over to the door and stare out the front door, which I took to mean that he's waiting to be, you know, reunited with his, you know, with his master, his alpha. So I ain't looking to replace anybody. I just would be more than happy to be the dog sitter to walk this little boy, and you know what I'm saying, man? Shit, give him some fucking healthy, fresh air time. Dog's 14, but there's nothing feeble about this dog. This woman that owns this dog thinks the dog is enfeebled because he's old. No, this dude walks up and down the fucking street. I could take his ass out onto the beach, and he'd be fine. He might get a little pooped out. I'm not going to, you know, work his ass off. All right, so all that bullshit aside, we got ourselves a show to do.
All right, baby. Yeah.